want to see anybody go down. You know, we want to make sure Sam gets back healthy as possible quickly. I felt like me and Sam were definitely building rapport with each other, you know, anyway. So I have a great relationship with him, you know. But, you know, it's no secret. I feel like me and Sanchez do have a great relationship, a great chemistry out there on the field. So I know when he's out there, there are a lot of, you know, opportunities that can come up, you know, with me, but with everybody, you know, because at the end of the day, I want to go out there and we got to start stringing wins together. So if we go out there and he's just throwing me the whole time, but we're not getting W's, we don't want that either. We want the ball spread around. We want to be able to get wins. But like I said, I do have a good relationship with him. You know, we're talking, you know, after every little series that we do out there in practice, figuring out what he wants. You know, for me, I'm figuring he's kind of figuring out what I kind of might need from him, and we're just going to go from there, but we're definitely going to grow and get better.
Between you, Aguilar, and Huff on Sunday, you guys had 9 catches for 76 yards total. Mm-hmm. Where did the problem lie, and how do you rectify that coming up against Tampa Bay?
You know, I think it was hard for us to get drives started. You know, I think you look at it, you know, because those numbers can be deceiving, because then you got Celek going for 100, which was, you know, they're not covering him. If you're not going to cover Celek, then we're going to let the big man rumble. But at the same time, too, there were a lot of drives that weren't able to get going. And sometimes, you know, the best thing I can do is once we get drives going, you know, now there's that level of deception that comes in. Now people don't know where I'm lined up. People don't know where I'm going. And then that's where the big plays come in. That's where the yardage comes in. But we just can't have those penalties. When we have penalties, we get behind the sticks. Then it makes it harder for everybody. It makes it harder on coach. It makes it harder on the players, the quarterbacks. And then the defense, they have their ears pinned back because now they know, okay, they're behind the sticks. We can send more pressure. We can be a little bit more aggressive. And then the DBs can play deeper. They can play the sticks. So we just can't put ourselves in those bad positions early on in Dallas.
Can you notice a difference in the pace, tempo, and game situation, even practice today, when Mark's running with the ones as opposed to Sam?
I mean, like I said, we're so fast regardless. You know, I think you have to wait to games to kind of see what difference is. Practice, we're like this, you know, anyway, so it's kind of hard to tell.
Could you notice it something during the game?
And not really, to be honest. I was too into the game. I was just doing my job.
Were there any differences out there today as far as, you know, Zach was saying, Sanchez is a little bit more rah-rah than Sam? Or was there any different, or was it totally seamless?
I'm really locked in on what I'm doing. So, like I said, I mean, it's no secret. They definitely have different personalities. You know, Mark's a little bit more, you know, he'll joke around a little bit more. Sam's a little bit more a serious guy. So there is that difference. But, you know, as far as practice is going, I'm not really focusing on what they're talking about. I just got to go do my job. So,
can you speak to the mentality that this team had today coming out there, you know, after obviously another frustrating loss? Where do you see these guys right now?
I think we're still, you know, at the same time, I think everybody's still positive. We're still fighting. You know, it's not like we're out of anything. If anything, we're right there in the thick of things with everybody else, you know, not just in the division, but the NFL. It's not like you got a crazy amount of teams that just have, you know, taking that step to saying, oh, we're that team, you know. Everybody's kind of right there. Everybody's scrapping. You can look across the league. It's the same thing. I think that's what the NFL wants. So now, at this point in the season, the teams that are going to end up making that push and being those teams that do become great in the seasons are the ones that mental fortitude to keep going and to keep getting better. And I felt like we came out there and did that today.